It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, November 3rd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. In-person absentee early voting at your county auditor's office ends at 4:30 this afternoon. Anyone who had an absentee ballot mailed to them must have that ballot into your county auditor's office by 8 p.m. tomorrow, or it will not count. All voting tomorrow, Election Day, must be done at your assigned precinct polling location.
If they do happen to go to the polls and they find that they're in the wrong precinct, our poll books will tell them where they should go, and there'll actually be a printout for them. So if you go to the event center and you're supposed to be at the fire station, they'll be able to tell you that day.
That's Gina Fangman, Deputy of Elections for the Chickasaw County Auditor's Office, who says you must be pre-registered to vote.
But if you haven't pre-registered, you can register that day. It's called an Election Day Registrant. You will have to provide proof of address. So if you're a brand new voter and you are not registered, you'll have to bring your driver's license. And that driver's license should show your current address along with a utility bill or something that has an address that matches your driver's license.
Even if you're already registered, identification is also required for voting at all polls on Election Day, which will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. As for early voting numbers, Floyd County Auditor Morgan Montaigne says a total of 1,089 absentee ballots had been submitted as of Friday, which includes 245 votes cast during the county's first ever satellite voting available last Tuesday and Thursday at Charles City Middle School, plus Lincoln and Washington Elementary Schools. Fangman said 203 absentee ballots had been issued in Chickasaw County as of 8:30 Wednesday morning. After 2 months of promotion, community meetings, and hundreds of tours, the fate of a $30 million bond referendum to pay for renovations and improvements to Charles City High School will be known by the end of the day tomorrow. Junior Vivian Seufer is hopeful of the measure's passage so that future students won't have to sit in classrooms that have been less than desirable for years.
I go to my classes and it's either brutally hot or freezing cold in there because we do not have good temperature control. And that goes for pretty much every single classroom. I'm either dying of heat or I just want to put in five more layers. When I go through, again, the smell is something that is really noticeable in certain rooms. Another thing is the ceiling has a lot of watermarks, mold. It's not like health concerning right now, but I think along the road it definitely could be.
Seufer adds that students deserve a proper, clean learning environment.
To be honest, this is not about making things new and shiny. It's about keeping up with today's reality and today's world and the kind of education that goes on today.
Jim Lundberg, who retired after 40 years teaching in Charles City and who now serves as a substitute teacher, says it's a myth that people think the school district has neglected maintaining the high school built over 65 years ago. Lundberg says they have about $500,000 a year for maintenance, with some $1.5 million spent on the high school in the past 3 years.
The state only allows us to put so much into repairs. And so every year the school board has to make a decision. Do we fix the air exchanger? Do we fix the electrical? And, you know, a lot of the aesthetic things never get fixed. You know, like it's time to clean up the bathrooms, replace the sinks, the toilets, and the bathrooms. But those usually get overpassed by things like fixing an air exchanger or fixing electrical.
Lundberg adds that if the bond passes, that will allow the school district to allocate more funds to improvements at Washington and Lincoln Elementaries. Danae Lundberg says a vote for the bond is a vote for the Charles City community.
It's about investing in the next generation. We don't have kids in school, but I got two adorable grandchildren that are coming through the school system. And they deserve to have a building that meets their needs. Our schools are creating the next generation of employees that we're having in our community. Our nurses, our healthcare, all of our healthcare workers, our business owners, our farmers, our teachers. Those are also potentially our community leaders. We need a strong school in order to make that happening.
Opponents of the bond cite the increased property taxes that come with it, which will result in tighter household budgets for stakeholders in the district. The bond referendum will require a 60% supermajority yes vote to pass tomorrow. As of this morning, a car ferry service is available to provide an alternative option following the closure of the existing Iowa 9 Wisconsin 82 Mississippi River Bridge between Lansing, Iowa and Crawford County, Wisconsin. The existing bridge, also known as the Blackhawk Bridge, closed to traffic on October 20th as construction on a new bridge continues nearby. The Iowa and Wisconsin Departments of Transportation say the free 12-vehicle ferry to cross the river will run 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. The ferry will operate from a Wisconsin landing at the western end of Wisconsin Highway 82, adjacent to the bridge construction site, and cross to the Iowa landing at the Lansing Marina, north of the bridge. The first daily departures began today and will run 5:30 a.m. from Wisconsin and 5:45 a.m. from Iowa. The final daily departures will be at 9 p.m. from Wisconsin and 9:15 p.m. from Iowa.
And then it will just run continuously. It'll go to one side, unload, load up, go to the other side. So we'll just run continuously to make as many trips as possible.
That's Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT, which notes that each one-way cycle is estimated to take about 15 minutes, including loading, travel, and unloading. Service may be temporarily paused for weather, river conditions, commercial traffic, crew changes, refueling, ferry maintenance, or site maintenance. There is no cost to use the ferry, open to cars, motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians, as well as two-axle trucks under 10 tons. Trailers, ATV, UTVs, or larger vehicles such as RVs, buses, or farm equipment are not allowed. Iowa DOT, WSDOT, and the contractor determined that future construction stages on the new bridge posed a risk to the safety of the existing bridge, resulting in its closure. Crews have already begun dismantling the existing bridge in advance of full demolition later this year. The New Hampton School District invites all members of the community to take a survey focused on the district's communication practices. Superintendent Eric Smith says, as we continue our commitment to ongoing improvement, we are inviting input from all members of our district community as part of a comprehensive communication planning effort.
Continuing to grow within our communication, both internally at the district, but externally with our stakeholders as well. The board approved a contract with the Donovan Group, a PR firm essentially working with schools across the nation. But we're doing a communications audit of our current communication methods. Part of that is going to be a survey.
The anonymous survey takes about 10 minutes to complete and is open through Monday, November 17th. A link to take the survey is available with this story on our station website, on the New Hampton Schools website, and on New Hampton Community Schools on Facebook. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.